We had a paper crown yesterday, but he's the king.
Good King Tybalt, Lord, your counsel impart. I have loved a lady for many a year, in good faith indeed, and with loyal heart. But I dare not disclose my thoughts to her ear, so terribly do I her refusal fear. True lovers do, should they all suffer in such great distress, or should they their pains of love express?
Lark, you would have done better not to start. Ask not why you to her so hateful appear, but serve her well, and do this in such a that she might know what to your heart is most dear. For in serving much love is given, that is clear. By a humble dress and words hard to construe, and through songs you must show her what is true, so that she might know the pain and joy that night and day true lovers doth oppress.
In God's name, sir, the advice you give me, bring to me both death and great consternation. For you know that it is from trickery that come words and signs faded in such fashion. Truly, many can fade by imitation. True love without the pain that lovers feel, but the true lover his pain can't conceal, nor can he prevent himself betraying how much anguish on his heart is weighing.
I see that you would not tarry. No surprise, since clerks have sexual frustration. But if you really loved so ardently, you'd not for France make such a demonstration. For trembling, sighing, and with perspiration, thy heart lady would kneel, and his heart his hopeful words would reveal. What to fear is not to love, I'm saying, for pain cannot from fear be far straying.
By God, sir, it's clear that you feel barely. The love is sickness, torture, and the great pain which is free from feeling only rarely. You don't know in what way love chooses to reign, what is hers, and what she chooses to ordain. If you did, indeed, I know that you'd not ever keep me from expressing what's what. It is for this that love makes lovers stressed, that the lover might then the truth attest.
Cleric, you're overcome, I see squarely, and thus your tonsure suits you well, I may say. Seems you're keen to entreat her, I'm fairly sure. Land your love pain. Such love cannot come from the heart, that is plain. give her the choice, since you are troubleshot, that you'll have her or she'll suffer boycott. Far from your words anyone could have guessed, you wish your attention elsewhere addressed.
In God's name. But you deceive love, for thus you have got it in your head that I has lost the plot as you, who have completely taken rest from concern with love and those she's oppressed.
Cleric, since you wage war without refrain, and consider my advice, delete squat. Beg mercy, hands clasped, all your pride forgot, and tell her what you seek most in your quest. She'll believe you, it will be for the best.